morning, everybody.
各位早。
A greeting from the Lord.
在主里面与各位问安。
And greeting from the church here.
在教会在这里向各位问安。
And I think this is a great season that we all have.
这一个是一个伟大的季节，我们大家在这里享受。
And everybody is celebrating Christmas.
每一个人在这时候都来欢祝耶稣降生的日子。
And you know, several weeks ago when I was sharing with Pastor Eddie Lee.
几个礼拜以前，我跟李宇明牧师一起交通的时候
，whom we have invited to preach next week in our church，
他下个礼拜会来这里，在这里讲道。
I told him is the date set for him is 24th of December。
我就跟他说，我们是请你12月24号来讲道。
Because I'm away from the church。
因为呢，我要出门。
And he is a little bit surprised, pleasantly surprised。
他那是就有点吃惊。
Because he said every church is evaluating the Christmas as the most important day in the church.
因为他说每一个教会都是把这个圣诞节这一天是当作最重要的一个节日。
And they have all set up all kind of program and celebration.
有各样各样的节目，而且在那庆祝。
And how come is your church not celebrating Christmas?
怎么搞的？你们教会怎么不那么看重，不再庆祝圣诞节呢
？And he told me he doesn't know what to do with Christmas either.
他说我也不知道圣诞节该怎么办。
And as everybody is looking at Christmas as the day of birth of Jesus,
每个人都在把圣诞节这一天当作耶稣降生的日子。
And actually, we know it is not.
而我们又每个人都知道，这实在不是那个日子。
And all churches try to put Christ back into Christmas.
每一个教会都在拼命的想把这个基督耶稣放回这个圣诞节里面。
Because we know the world is polluted with commercialism.
因为我们现在知道这个世界上已经被商业化，已经完全污染。
And we used to say that Christmas is a season of giving.
我们常常说在圣诞节的时候是一个给的日子。
Now it's become the season of buying.
结果现在变成买的日子。
You see all kinds of sales.
你看到各样各样的在那里。
And the meaning of Christmas being lost.
于是这个圣诞节的意义，真意义已经丧失。
So we have not trying to emphasize too much on Christmas because to us every day we remember Christ as he was born in our heart.
所以我们不是那么样子注重圣诞节，因为我们知道每一天我们都纪念主。
Then I received a letter from a very distinct group.
但是我又接到了一封信，是从一群很特殊的一群人那里接到的。
This is called a chosen people ministry.
它这里是选民的执事。
By that you know is a Jewish mission.
我想各位一定听到这个选民就知道这是一个犹太人信主的犹太人的一个工作。
I got in contact with them several months ago when I heard Dr. Goldberg was preaching.
在好几个月以前，我曾经跟他们有接触，因为我在那里听到了一位Goldberg 博士的讲道。
And he was sharing to us. He was demonstrating the Passover.
在那个聚会里面，他在那里表演。逾越节示范逾越节的这个晚餐。
And he is demonstrating the meaning, the spiritual meaning of the Jewish custom.
在那里也示范，也解释这所有的它的意义。
Don't you think it's a very interesting subject?
你想这是不是很有意思呢
？Everybody who says it's interesting, please raise your hand.
如果你觉得这个事情很有意思的话，请你举手。
I hope there are more hands raised up.
我希望能更多的手能够举起来。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because I have also invited him to come to our church.
因为我也把那位 Goldberg 也请来了。
If you don't like it, well, I can change it. You want me to change it?
如果你不喜欢的话呢，我也可以改。那么要
Please tell me. I think I must feel the pulse of our people. Do you like to have a demonstration of that sort?
你们喜不喜欢有这样的一个示范呢
？Please raise your hand.
喜欢的举手。
That's better, thank you. For a moment, I'm troubled. So when Dr. Goldberg come, please welcome him.
所以当Goldberg 弟兄来的时候，让我们来欢迎他。
And he'll be coming in April the 22nd next year.
在明年的4月22号，他会来。
And their ministry wrote a letter to me.
在那一个宣教的组织就是给我写了一封信。
Now I'm going to read it to you because of our great interest.
因为我要把这封信简短的来跟各位读一读，因为非常有意思。
Started by telling a story.
因为他先讲一段故事。
And this is in quote.
我现在念出来。
But Daddy, why can't we have a Christmas tree like everyone else?
Daddy 啊，为什么我们家不能有一个圣诞树呢
？With tears streaming down their tiny faces, Jacob and Judy Cohen plead with their father. See, there's a Jewish name here.
这个 Jacob 跟这个 Judy 这两个孩子就对着他这个他们这个犹太家庭啊，就跟他爸爸说，为什么就像他们这个哭丧着脸说，为什么我们不能有圣诞树？
And they said, we want Santa Claus to come. We want to have Christmas just like all of our friends.
我也要圣诞老人来啊，我要像跟别的孩子一样，我要庆祝圣诞节。
And torn between his love for his children and his Jewish tradition and belief.Isaac Cohen struggled within himself.
这个 Isaac Cohen 这一位就在那里实在是不知道该怎么办，因为一边是他知道犹太他在信奉犹太教，一边又被他这个对他子女的爱在那里不知该怎么办。
In the worst way, he wanted to yield to the pleas of his children.
一方面呢，他又实在是很愿意就听他这个小孩在那里求嘛，就听他好了。
He wanted to make them happy, and he wanted them to be and he wanted to be a good father.
因为他实在是希望他孩子很高兴啊，因为他要想做一个好爸爸。
You know, that struggle, right? If we have struggling for Christians to celebrate Christmas.
我想我们也有这样子的挣扎啊，我们挣扎这个我们做基督徒的有这样的挣扎。
And some of the Chinese have struggled celebrating Christmas either, also.
有些中国人也在那里挣扎是不是要过这个圣诞节。
Think of this Jewish family that they go through the trouble.
你想想看，像这样一个犹太人的家庭，他们是有同样的麻烦。
He thought himself, and I again reading, how can I allow my children to celebrate Christmas? We are Jews.
他说我怎么能让我的小孩子来庆祝圣诞节呢？我们是犹太人哎。
Jews celebrate Hanukkah.
我们犹太人是不是来庆祝那个光的光节是吧
？The
Festival of Light.
And Christians, Gentiles celebrate Christmas.
这些基督徒啊，跟这些外邦人呢、啊，他们才来庆祝圣诞节。
You see, I'm telling you a story from the other side, right?
所以我是从另外一边来告诉你。
But then he reasoned, maybe we too can celebrate.
然后呢，他就开始啊，给自己找理由。他说：“也许我们也可以来庆祝一下。”
This Jewish father is yielding to temptation, is it right?
于是这位犹太的父亲就开始就有点动的摇动了。
After all, Santa Claus, Christmas tree, reindeer, parties really have nothing to do with Jesus.
因为你再仔细想想看啊，这个圣诞老人、圣诞树、这个那个拖雪橇的鹿啊，还有这些开的 party 啊，根本跟这个跟耶稣啊没有什么关系。
I say hallelujah to that.Maybe, he mused, we can celebrate the fun part of Christmas and leave the religious celebration for Hanukkah.
也许我们就为了这个好玩的这一边呢，我们就来用来来，我们就可以庆祝圣诞节好玩的这一面，然后把我们的宗教性的庆祝呢放在 Hanukkah.
The struggle of Isaac Cohen is the struggle that many Jewish people go through every December.
这样像这一位Isaac Cohen他这样子的挣扎呢，是在每一年。都在这个犹太人家里都有这样的挣扎。
The reasoning is usually the same.
这个理由都是一样。
We will celebrate all the fun things, the commercial side of the Christmas, but not its spiritual or religious significance.
我们只是在那里庆祝，在那里享受商业化的那一边而把这个宗教性的我们最好就远开。
And this doctor, the Chosen People Ministry concluded saying this. Sadly, in the struggle to please.Their families, Jewish people often just imitate their Gentile neighbors.
于是就很不幸的，这个就是为了要让他们的家人很高兴，所以这些犹太人家庭呢，都在那里跟他的这个外邦人的邻居一样，在那里庆祝圣诞节。
They are blinded to the true meaning of Christmas.
因为他们实在是也不了解圣诞节的真实意义。
Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Is it profound letter?
这封信是不是实在是很精彩啊？
You know, with this letter, I decided to preach on Christmas today.
因为收到这封信，所以我决定我今天要来讲一讲圣诞节。
Forget what the title I said about that I'm going to preach.
所以你我就改了题目了。
You know, yesterday I also visited a pastor friend of mine.
我昨天这个也去拜访一位牧师。
And I went to his house, and the wife has to do some explanation.
我到他家去的时候呢。他太太也好像要跟我解释一下子。
Because I saw in their house a big Christmas tree.
因为我在他家里看到一个很大的圣诞树。
And she had to explain to me, brother, I didn't buy that. My daughter wanted to buy it, and she paid with her money.
他说我没有买这个圣诞树，不是我买的，我的女儿们他们拿他们自己的钱买的。
Well, I nodded in approval, knowing the struggle they go through.
我知道，我非常了解，因为我知道他们这样的经过这样的挣扎。
But I think I grew used to all these customs, and I'm not criticizing.
我也在也知道有各样各样的这样子这个这个习惯，所以我也不会批评。
How many of you have Christmas tree in your family?
有多少人家里有圣诞树的？
请举手
来。没有关系。
There are plenty. You see that? I'm not wrong. A lot of times we know that we have to compromise somewhat, but that's all right. We know the true meaning of the Christmas.
所以有时候我们是是要妥协一下，但是没有关系。我们知道圣诞节的真实意义。
But I wish every family.
但是我甚至希望每一个家庭。
Every Christmas.
每一个在每一个圣诞节的时候。
When they're celebrating and when they're giving the gifts away.
当他们在那庆祝，在互相交换礼物的时候。
From under the tree.
从那个树底下拿出礼物。
They at least know the meaning of Christmas.
至少他们要了解圣诞节是什么意义。
They should know what Christmas is all about.
到底圣诞节是什么？
You know, for myself, my family have three birthdays in December.
我们在十二月，我们家庭中间有三个人过生日。
Because my grandfather is not a believer yet, he would like to dominate his birthday.
外祖父还不是信主的，所以他在过生日的时候大大的庆祝。
You know what his birthday is?
你知道他的生日是哪一天吗
？December 25th.
12月25号。
That's why every December 25th is his birthday that we have to celebrate.
所以我们十二月二十五号，我们大家都在大大的庆祝，因为是他的生日。
Well, God bless that old soul.
虽然是神祝福他。
And I pray that he will receive Christ.One day.
我祷告他实在能够有一天能够接受主。
These days I'm also heavily involved in the singing of Messiah.
那么这两天呢，我也在那里在唱弥赛亚的这个演唱会。
It struck me the meaning of the word Messiah in that whole book.
因为那整本书里头，这个弥赛亚这个名字实在是给我印象深刻。
The story of Messiah came this way.
这个他的故事是这样来的。
When Handel wrote it,
当韩德尔写的时候
he was personally in a very, very depressed mood.
因为在那个时候他正是非常非常潦倒的时候。
He is almost broke, he's totally broke.
在那个时候完全破产。
And no reputation, nobody invites him to do anything.
也没有任何的名望，因为那时候人家都弃绝他，不要邀请他做任何事情。
I guess being a musician is very tough.
做一个音乐家是非常的困难。
I'm glad the Lord didn't call me to be a musician.
我现在很感谢主神没有把我呼召做完全的这个音乐家。
And Handel came across a manuscript.
有人把一段是经文给他。
And that manuscript is a collection of scriptures.
那里呢就是一段一段的经文汇在一起。
And when he saw these.
当他看到这个的时候
at first he wasn't paying much attention.
起先他根本不需要一顾
Then the word grabbed him really.
但是突然一下那样的里面的那个经节来突然一下子抓住他
And the story was said that he, when he read the scripture that talking about Messiah in Isaiah.
因为在那里他就从以赛亚书里面讲到弥赛亚的事情
And the story had it that when he readTo this Isaiah 53, chapter 53.
当他读到以赛亚书第五十三章的时候
，and he was despised, he was rejected.
因为他那时候他被人丢弃，在那里不。
A man of sorrow.
他是一个也常经忧患的人。
It identified so much with himself.
他那时候就想到他自己那个时候就是这样。
And he paid attention to read on.
所以他就仔细的再继续读下去。
Just like in Book of Acts, that the eunuch was reading that 53rd chapter and didn't understand.
正像在《使徒行传》里头，那一个太监读到《以赛亚书》的时候，他读的这一段，他不懂。
Philip was wondering where the prophet Isaiah, I mean, the eunuch was wondering where the prophet Isaiah was talking about himself, or was he talking about someone else?
菲利在那里就看到他，那么他就问他说，到底这段经文是说他自己呢，还是说到预言别人？
And Philip was able to explain from that scripture to him the prophetic occurrence of Messiah.
于是腓力就从那一段经文里头讲到凡是指着弥赛亚所说的预言。
The same spirit that grabbed Philip and grabbed that eunuch.
这一个灵就在那个时候就降在腓力跟那个太监的身上。
Grabbed hold of Handel also.
同样那一个灵也在那个也抓住了韩德尔
His heart was convicted
他的心就在那时候就这样子受激动。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, there's power in the Word of God.
因为在神的话里面有力量。
Maybe at this time we should read Isaiah 53.
所以我们在这个时候，我们一起来读以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah with me.
我们一起翻开以赛亚书。
Chapter 53.
第五十三章。
Some of you, I wish, can memorize it by heart.
我们实在希望这一段圣经的经文，我们应该可以背出来。
And for the time's sake, we started from third verse.
我们只从第三节念起。
He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrow, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we accepted him not.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打，苦待了。
But he was wounded for our transgressions; he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him.And with his stripes we are healed.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
All we like sheep gone astray. We have turned away everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opens not his mouth.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of our people was he stricken.
因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
The prophet Isaiah saw a picture.
以赛亚这位先知看到了这一个图画。
He saw the rejected Messiah.
他看到这一个被人厌弃的弥赛亚。
He saw this man of sorrow.
他看到这一个常经忧患的人。
He saw this man who was the Lamb of God.
他看到这一个人是神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
看到神的羔羊。
Takes away the sin of man.
除去世人罪孽的。
This is all why Christ came to earth for.
这都是为什么。耶稣基督要降生在我们中间。
I think we as Christians already known this for a long time.
我想我们做基督徒的都已经老早知道。
But just look at the intricacy of this.
但是我们再仔细看一看。
God has prepared at the right time that Christ should come.
因为神在这个合适的时候就将他的儿子赐下。
That he is fulfilling every prophecy the Bible has talked about.
因为在这里他就满足了圣经上所有指着弥赛亚所说的预言。
Thus identify himself as the true Messiah, the Lord has promised.
可以表明他就是那一位神所应许赐给我们的弥赛亚。
A while ago we talked about a chosen people ministry.
我们前一次刚才我们才提到这些选民的这个执事。
You know, though the gospel was spread out from Israel,
虽然这个福音是从以色列传出来
，from a handful of people, the 12 disciples,
而且就从那十二个使徒这样子传出来
，spread out to the whole world,
从那么少的人现在已经到了全世界。
Although we need to go on to preach the gospel to all nations,
虽然我们还是要到万国去来传扬他的福音
，but we know the gospel preached to all nations.
但是我们知道神是要这个福音传到万国去。
Yet his own rejected him.
但是他自己的人却反而弃绝了他。
The Jews have not taken in a Messiah.
因为犹太人没有接受这样的一位弥赛亚。
In Jesus.
在耶稣的这个人里面。
They thought Messiah was someone that was their king.
因为他们想到弥赛亚是他们的大君王。
True, he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
不错，他是我们的万王之王，万主之主。
And you know the Messiah saying the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
你知道我们在那个弥赛亚的这个诗歌里面，我们也在唱那个。
We sang Hallelujah.
我们唱 Hallelujah.
But that was talking about his second coming.
但是那里是说到他的第二次的再来。
The gospel is simple enough for every dumb people to understand.
福音实在是那么简单，所有愚笨的人都听得懂。
That the Lord has come to save His people first.
因为神先来救他的人。
To save us from the future judgment.
把我们从以后要在审判 中间来救赎出来。
I guess today a lot of people didn't understand gospel as they would as we should.
也许今天很多人不了解这个神的福音到底是怎么回事。
We talk about His salvation. He said He comes to save what?
我们讲到他的拯救，他说他来要救我们，他救什么呢
？Save from what?
从什么里面救出来呢
？I guess if we deny the judgment, there will not be necessary for our salvation.
所以，若是我们根本不承认那里有一个审判的话，那我们也没有这个拯救。
Isn't this so, brothers and sisters?
是不是如此呢
？If we can deny so much as there shall be a future judgment, then we don't need a savior.
因为我们若是连以后的审判也不相信的话，那我们就不需要一个救主。
Is it true?
是不是如此
？Why do I have to find a salvation if I don't? If I'm not going to face trial?
若是我后来根本没有麻烦，也不会被审判，我为什么需要有这个救恩
？How many of you worry about traffic ticket when you didn't have a sermon? When you didn't have a what do you call that? Ticket.
犯而你根本没有违反规则。
I told you about the thing I received a ticket a while ago, right?
我相信我跟各位讲过我吃罚单的事。
I worry about the day that I have to pay.
我在那里很担心的，因为有个日期啊，我要付钱的。
There was a date set.
因为有一个日期已经定在那个单子上面。
Before that day, I had to pay it.
如果那个在我在那个日期以前，我需要付钱。
Or on that day, I'll be judged if I don't pay.
因为不然的话，那一天要上庭。
Isn't it the smallest illustration you can find in your own life to realize that judgment means something?
所以从这个很小的一个例子，我们知道这样的一个审判、一个判定，实在是一回事。
Our unrighteousness is going to face God one day.
我们的不义有一天要在神面前要算账。
That doesn't that make sense to you?
这个是不是我们可以想象得到的呢
？If you worry about as small as a parking drive ticket.
若是你对一个那个
traffic ticket.
一个交通的这个罚单你在那里也放在心上的话
Shouldn't you worry about your own heart?
是不是你应该更对你自己的心更要有更大的负担
We know as sinners, we know our hearts are wicked.
我们实在知道我们是罪人因为我们知道我们的心有多坏
We are all expert on these things.
因为我们每个人都是专家
We read those criminal stories.
我们看了那些犯罪的那些故事
We feel chill sometimes on our mind.
有时候我们才觉得好可怕
But on the other hand, we feltBoy, that man was cold-blooded.
有时候我们觉得这个人怎么那么冷血。
On the other hand, sometimes we felt, boy, that was a smart man.
有时候我们就觉得，哎呦，这个人怎么这么精啊，这么聪明。
By the very reaction we have toward those stories,
就是我们对那些犯罪的事情的这样的反应。
We can feel that the salvation of God that works in us to reject those terrible things.
我们就知道在神的拯救在我们身上已经发生功用因为我们心里面就拒绝这样子的犯罪
Yet our own sinful nature sometimes identify with those smartness
但是我们心里面那个罪性有的时候也能让我们看见我们跟也能够跟那些犯罪出来的那些能够跟那样犯罪能够认同
We are sinners, aren't we?
因为我们实在也是罪人
We don't have to be professed sinners.
因为我们不需要是那个已经宣告出来的，不是那些宣告出来的罪人。
We are sinners by life.
因为我们生下来，我们就是有一个罪人的生命。
And we are sinners by our deeds too.
也是我们是罪人，也因为我们所做出来的是表示我们是罪人。
But we are sinners by our thinking.
我们从我们的思想里面，我们是罪人。
And that's why Jesus has to come.
所以耶稣需要来到我们中间。
He came not.To receive the glory.
他来到这里不是要接受人的尊敬。
He came to deal with our sin first.
他来的时候是要先来解决我们罪的问题。
He died on the cross.
他死在十字架上面。
That he may redeem us from our sins.
我们的罪可以得到释放。
He was doing that before the day of judgment.
他在这个审判之前已经做到。
So that we didn't have to face the judgment.
所以我们就不需要再受审判。
Isn't that simple enough?
这个是不是很简单很简单呢？
If somebody can pay my traffic ticket, I thank him very much.
如果有个人能够替我把我的罚违规罚单能够替我付了钱的话，那我是很高兴。
Won't you thank him too?
我想你会不会也很谢谢他呢？
You know, nowadays the traffic ticket costs a lot.
因为现在这个实在是很贵很贵。
It costs $115 sometimes just for a single violation, moving violation.
若是你开车的时候违规的话，很简单的一个就要$100。
If you, for some reason you drove into the wrong thing, you shouldn't have gone to Diamond Lane, but you did. I think it costs about $300 to begin with.
若是你这个公路上的这个钻石的那条线，若是你进去的话，恐怕要罚到$300以上。
It costs you something to commit a made mistake.
若是你做什么做犯了这样的错，你就得要罚受罚。
And the penalty is meant to hurt you.
那个受罚就是要让就是要来伤害你一下。
I guess some people don't care about money.
也许有的人不在乎钱。
Well, then maybe you should pay more fine.
也许你该多罚一点。
I don't know. There should be a progression. Whoever, who, what kind of depend on the penalty should be depend on the car you drive, maybe.
也许这个罚款应该是到哪里开什么样的车子来定。
The more expensive car you drive, you should be fined more if you make a violation.
你要是开越贵的车子，也许你越违规的话，就应该罚的更多。
So that it hurts.
所以要罚到你到痛为止。
That's the reason to a penalty, so that it hurts. Is it true?
所以才要罚，就因为要让你感觉到痛。
Everybody agrees with me, raise your hand.
你同意的话举手。
Well, I wouldn't have a good chance to run for senator, maybe.
也许我这样就不能够再。
But let me tell you, the penalty of sin hurts, and that's what it should be.
而罪的这个工价实在是很痛。
Bible says in Romans 6:23.
在罗马书里面说。
The wage of sin is death.
因为在那说罪的工价就是死。
Is that heavy enough or not?
是不是这个已经是够重了这样的刑罚
？Well, you may tell me that I've never died. I don't know how bad it is.
也许你说我从来没死过，我也不知道死有多糟糕啊。
Is this some of you are thinking?
是不是有的人这么觉得呢
？I used to think it that way too.
我以前是这么想。
Before I was a Christian, I never cared less. I couldn't care less about hell and heaven.
因为我在还没做基督徒以前，我根本不在乎到底天堂地狱怎么回事。
I don't care because I denied it. I said there's no hell.
因为我不相信，因为我根本。不相信有地狱。
And there was no heaven. Whether it's heaven or not, doesn't care.
所以到底有没有天堂，我也不在乎。
But you know, when I became a Christian, I began to realize the severity of my sins.
但是当我变成基督徒的时候，我才注意到我的罪是有多厉害。
I guess the penalty of sin also includes the guilt.
我相信这个罪的工价里面也包括了那个里面的这个里面的
guilt 罪疚感，
犯罪感。
And when I realized that I'm a sinner, the guilt caught me.
因为当我知道我是一个罪人的时候，这一个罪疚啊，在那里实在是抓住我。
You know what is guilt?
你知道这个犯罪感是什么？
It's not guilty. Guilty is a verdict that you have done some mistake. People say that you're guilty.
一个人是被判他是有罪，那这是一个被判的一件事情，是一个有罪没罪的事情。
But guilt is something that bothers your conscience.
但是一个犯罪感在那里，实在是在那里，在你的良知里头
Well, you know what is guilt? Guilt is that you tell yourself, no, I can't live with myself.
犯罪感就是说你对自己讲我没有办法再活下去。
I can't live with myself because I know something wrong here.
因为我实在知道我里面有问题。
And I guess that's why a lot of people wouldn't admit that there's something wrong.
所以很多人也就不愿意承认到底有什么问题。
For they don't know what to do if they admit they
因为他们不知道，若是他们承认了有问题的话，他们能做什么事情
？When they didn't hear the full gospel, they didn't know that Christ has already died for the remission of our sins, and He cleansed all our sins, even the guilt.
所以他也不知道，当耶稣死的时候，他除去我们一切罪的时候，也把这个罪恶感也一起除去。
He has done away with our guilt.
因为他把我们的这一切的罪都除去。
So that our conscience can be clear again.
所以我们的良知能够。再一次的再清洁
and we can live in peace with ourselves.
所以我们可以对着自己也能够那么样子能够安然的能够生活。
I guess when we talk about conscience, different people have different degrees of clearness.
当我们说到良知的时候，也许每个人的这个程度的标准都不一样。
Some people don't care about their guilt.
有些人不太在乎有这些犯罪。
Well, I'm not sure everybody doesn't care, but some hide it better.
也许有些人把这个感觉藏得好一点。
We talk about different degrees of the activity of conscience.
因为我们在这里说到是良知的各种不同的功用的不同的层面。
Before we were cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord.
因为在我们在被神的这个血洗清的时候。
Our conscience is in hibernation.
因为我们的而我那个时候在被洗清以前，我们的良心是在一个是这个冬眠的一个情况底下。
You know, we don't want to wake it up.
我们不愿意醒过来。
Because when it's waking up, it's hard to deal with.
因为当这个良心醒过来的时候，我们非常对它很难应付啊。
When it's wake up, it's active, and we don't know how to handle it.
因为当这个良知醒过来，在那里它是活动的时候，我们不知道该怎么样子来对付。
I guess that's our experiences when we became a Christian.
我相信这个就是我们在成为基督徒的时候要经过的一个经验。
Somehow we're more sensitive to sins.
有的时候我们对罪恶的时候会更加的敏感。
And I've heard people telling me that when they become a Christian, they begin to feel that they have harder life to live with.
因为很多人就说，他怕觉得在做了基督徒之后，在那个过日子要更难了。
He said, before I was Christian, I was doing this and going my own way, and I didn't feel bothered.
因为他说我在做基督徒以前，我就这么样那么样做，我也没有什么关系。
But now I've become a Christian, there's a lot of rules that fall upon me. I couldn't do this.
我现在做了基督徒之后，反而有这么多的规条在这里，我说这个不能做，那个不能做。
Well, you know, the Lord doesn't want us to fall into that trap to live in under law again.
但是神不要我们再一次又再陷入这样的圈套，又在那里照着规条而活。
But if that forbidden, and not from the law, it's from the conscience, from your conscience, I say you're saved, instead of being living under the law.
但是若是你那样的感觉是出于你的良心的关系，而不是因为外面的规条的话，那我实在知道你里面你实在是得救了。
And how do we deal with it?
那我们怎么样来应付这样的事呢？
When we feel that there's a bad conscience or we can't find peace with God.
当我们觉得我们在里面没有办法跟神中间有这个正确的这个关系的时候，
There we come again to His blood.
我们再一次来到他的宝血面前。
We apply His blood, saying, Lord, blot it out, please.
我们再一次来到主的面前说，主啊，你再将我洗清。
I admit my sins and I need your forgiveness.
我再一次承认我的罪，我需要你的赦免。
Because you have died for me.
因为你已经为我死。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is all Christians about.
这就是做基督徒的事情。
This is all Christmas about.
这也就是我们过圣诞节的意义。
This is all Christ about.
这也就是基督的意义。
I thought about it. I said the word Christmas and Christian and Christ, the three of them probably would.Next to one another in the dictionary.
也许这个 Christmas 这几个字在字典里面都很靠近。
But sometimes I felt that Christmas is really disassociated from Christ.
但是我常常觉得圣诞节常常就跟基督也离得太远。
But I would say also sometimes Christians are disassociated with Christ.
我也有时候觉得基督徒有时候跟基督也离得很远。
We know all the knowledges.
我们是知道所有的知识。
But we don't have Him.
但是我们就没有这一个救主。
We know everything we said here. I said here everything I suppose you know.
我这里刚才所说的各位都知道。
But we don't have Christness.
但是我们就是没有基督在里面。
Dear brother and sister, in all earnesty, I ask you.
我诚诚实实地问各位
Put Christ into your heart.
来请求你将基督放在你的心里面
Then you may be a true Christian.
然后你就成为一个真正的基督徒
You know the word Christian means Christ one.
因为基督徒这个字就是这个字是基督一
That means one with Christ.
就是与基督合一的意思
When you are one with Christ, then you are a true Christian.
因为你只有跟基督在一的时候才是真正的基督徒
Many of us, yes, when we were baptized, we call ourselves Christians. But brother and sister, put Christ in your heart.
不错，当我们都这样子受浸的时候，我们就称自己为基督徒。但是弟兄姊妹们啊，将基督放在你的心里面。
Especially in the season of Christmas.
特别就在这一个像圣诞节的时候。
You know, if you have a little bit Christian conscience, saying, "Oh, yeah, no, these are all Christmas or commercialism. There's no Christ in it."
当然有的时候你觉得哎呀这些圣诞节这些事情根本跟主耶稣毫无关系
Beware, some of the angels may look at you. Those are Christians. They are not really Christians.
也许有的天使会告诉你那些不是真的基督徒
No, they were looking at us. They were looking at us. They think, oh, are they Christians? Christians, they call themselves Christians, but are they truly Christians?
Okay, 也许你虽然说啊，圣诞节没有什么，但是也许天使会看我们这样的人说这样话的人，会说我们也不是真的基督徒。
Let's celebrate Christ Christmas by putting Christ in your heart.
所以我们在这里要庆祝圣诞节的话，我们就把基督放在我们的心里面。
And I am excited about singing the Messiah, as I told you earlier.
那我们刚才也说到，我对这个唱韩德尔的弥赛亚这个演唱会非常的兴奋。
You know, when I came to serve the Lord.Before I served the Lord, I sang Messiah every year in Ithaca about three or four times every Christmas.
我在出来侍奉主之前，当我在那个东北部那个小城的时候，每一年冬天我都要唱弥赛亚，唱好几次。
And I had a secret prayer to the Lord, Lord, if it's possible, maybe I should sing it every year if I can.
但我那个时候我对主就有一个祷告，我说主啊，若是你愿意的话呢，我希望能够每年都有机会唱弥赛亚。
In about 20 years in California, I only sang it twice.
但是这二十年在加州，我只唱过两次。
And I'm excited to sing Messiah because it means something to me.
所以我非常非常兴奋可以唱弥赛亚，因为这件事情对我来讲意义重大。
It has a true meaning in me.With the words.
因为这里面他的词在我里面是有那样深的意义。
I can identify with every verse that I sing about.
因为我可以跟那个每一节的经文我唱出来的，我可以跟他认同。
And I know these songs have helped so many people.
我也知道这样的演唱是可以帮助那么多的人。
I believe the spirit that touched Handel is going to touch some of the people who sing and who hear the word.
我相信感动韩德尔的他的那个灵也会感动那些听的人唱的人。
Yesterday we had a full house in Alhambra.
昨天晚上在那里是爆满。
And people standing on the aisle, they couldn't find a seat because we already tried to squeeze everybody in.
因为在那个位置那里，大家已经站了拼命的挤住了，那而还有人站在旁边。
The conductor was a tremendous Christian. I know him personally.
那个指挥是一个很好的基督徒，因为我认识他。
And the Decision Magazine where Billy Graham put out
在觉志的这个葛佩里牧师他的杂志上头
has the interview with him
曾经对他有个专访。
And he said I pray before concert every concert not necessarily singing the religious ones.
然后他说我在每一个演唱会每一个这个音乐会之前我都祷告。并不一定。对我来讲，这样祷在那个会之前祷告是一个经常的事情。
Because my job is I'm called to be a musician.
因为我是在那里被呼召做音乐家。
The conductor, but I'm to glorify God in whatever walk I do.
虽然我是做音乐家，但是我知道我是被神呼召出来，我在凡事上我做的都要荣耀神。
Now I like that.
我非常喜欢这个。
You know, you can say that the same thing. If you're an engineer, if you're a professional, if you're a teacher, if anything.You can say, this is my profession, but my job is to glorify God.
我很喜欢这个，因为我们不管在什么样的行业上面，我们都可以说，虽然这是我的行业，但是我第一件事情重要的是我的第一件事情是要荣耀神。
They told us a story. He has come to this concert from Cleveland.
他们告诉我们他从这个从 Cleveland 来到这个演唱会。
He has they didn't pay him.
他们没有付他钱。
Because they can't afford to pay him.
因为他们没有钱可以付他。
And he has just rejected an offer from Toronto. There's a concert on this day.
因为他推辞了在多伦多那里请他的一个音乐会。
And it said they pay him $10,000 for the performance.
那在那里呢，人家预备要付他10,000块钱。
But he comes here to sing Messiah with us.
但是他把那个拒绝了，来到这里来指挥。
The bass solo is an amateur.
他说：“难道他要指挥这么样一个这个这些独唱的人都是业余的
？”No, not all solos are amateurs. Some are professionals.
有些是真是专职的演唱的。那像我
you know,
像我这个根本是业余的。
Yes, he did.
结果他来了。
And he's a very humble man.
而且他是一个很谦卑的人。
And you know the choir put up about a year of practicing.
你知道那个他们的合唱团大概练习了一整年。
And I had great pleasure singing with them.
我跟他们一起唱，我实在是非常高兴。
I guess I'm plugging this. I'm trying to sell.
我好像有点在做广告啊。
Jeff, how many tickets did we sell? Only 15.
15个人。
You know, they decided to sell for $5 each ticket.
他们那个给他定了价5块钱啊。
You know why? Because they say if we sell every ticket, we can cover the cost.
因为他说，若是我们把每一张票都卖出去的话呢，就是刚刚可以打平。
But really, they don't want to make money. They want you to listen to the music.
但事实上，他们是不预备赚钱，他们甚至希望能够每个人都能有机会听到这样的音乐。
I guess I'm inviting you all to come to the concert.
所以我在这里，我在邀请每一位今天晚上都来听演唱会。
If you haven't bought a ticket,
若你还没有买票的话
，I think I'm going to say boldly enough. I'll invite you to come.
我说我还是请你来。
I think they can cover that.
我想他们可以。
But really, it's not the concert I'm talking about.
但是不是这个音乐演唱会的事情。
We're talking about Messiah.
我们现在是在那里唱到弥赛亚。
How much do we appreciate him as our Messiah?
我们到底对这位弥赛亚，我们是
appreciate him.
我们怎么样欣赏
？Let me tell you, I was excited when I sang the Hallelujah chorus.
你知道我在跟他们一起唱那个哈利路亚大合唱的时候，我在心里面很激动。
Let me tell you, I was excited when I sang the last chorus, the Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God.
当我唱他们最后的一个是就是在那说看啊神的羔羊的时候
，saying Amen, Amen, Amen.
然后最后的
Amen.
但最后再有一个阿门颂，最后一个。
Do you want to be excited for the Lord?
你愿不愿意为神为在主里面再一次被激动呢？
Ought to be.
你实在是应该呀。
Well, there's a chance tonight. Come and listen.
今天晚上就有一个机会，是你们来。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will move you.
我在祷告神能够祷告圣灵能够激动感动你。
Not only in the concert, but the whole Christmas season.
不光只是在听这个演唱会而已，而是整一个段这个圣诞节的这个季节里面。
I want you to be excited for the Lord.
我甚至要你为着主来再一次的受感动。
Knowing that He is the Lord of Lords.
知道让你知道他实在是万主之主。
He is the King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
He is the Lord of Lords.
他是万主之主。
Hallelujah. And not only for the Christmas season.
不光只是为了这一个季节。
I want you to live for Him.
我也求你为他而活。
Proclaiming that He is your Messiah.
在这里来宣告他是你的弥赛亚。
Proclaiming that He is your Lord.
来宣告他是你的主。
Proclaiming that He is your most beloved Lord.
他也在那里宣告他是你所最爱的主。
Revelation chapter 19. I guess we know those scriptures.
我想我们这它上面的经典我们都很熟悉。我们看启示录。
Revelation chapter 19, please.
第十九章。
Will we all read it together, please?
我们一起来读好吗
？Verse six.
第六节。
Revelation 19, chapter 6. I mean, verse 6, please.
第六节。
Shall we all stand up and read that scripture?
我们大家一起站起来读这一段，好不好？请我们大家一起起立。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 6.
启示录十九章第六节。
Let's do it together.
我们一起来读。
Now.And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and like the voice of enormous waters, like the voice of a mighty hurls of thunder, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah!